USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is cheering on work on a possible coronavirus vaccine.
We will achieve a victory over the virus by unleashing America's scientific genius, which is what it is. Therefore, proud to announce that this morning, the Moderna vaccine has officially entered phase three already.
Senate Republicans are unveiling a new coronavirus relief bill on the Senate floor.
The legislation that I've begun to sketch out is neither another CARES Act to float the entire economy, nor a typical stimulus bill for a nation that's ready to get back to normal. Our country is in a complex middle ground between those two things.
And the first presidential debate is being moved from the University of Notre Dame to Cleveland due to the coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this Balance of Nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the differences made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The White House is confirming that National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien has tested positive for COVID-19. O'Brien is the highest-ranking member of the Trump administration to test positive for the virus. His recent proximity to President Trump is unclear. DHS Acting Secretary Chad Wolf is defending the Trump administration's decision to deploy federal law enforcement agents to Portland following weeks of violent protests and rioting, saying the protests in the city are different from normal criminal activity. Agreeing with him is Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton.
The president has to take action to defend federal properties and installations. He ought not have to. Of course, the federal government has to defend its own property if a local mayor will not. If he doesn't want federal officers in Portland, he ought to do his job.
Riots and looting did also take place in Los Angeles, with protesters and rioters not allowing vehicles to drive on some streets. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Regis Philbin will soon be laid to rest. Longtime co-host Kathy Lee Gifford remembers her friend on NBC's Today Show.
He was the most grateful person in the world. He never forgot where he came from. And he worked from the bottom up. He was just happy to be on a set. He was the most...
Philbin, who had a decades-long career in TV, died over the weekend at 88 years old. A classic film star has died. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
Gone with the Wind and the Heiress star, Olivia de Havilland, one of the last luminaries from Hollywood's golden age, has passed away in Paris at age 104. The two-time Oscar-winning actress died in her sleep at her home in Paris. She was born to British parents in Tokyo, and she was the older sister of actress Joan Fontaine, who died in 2013 at the age of 96. The two sisters had a famously contentious rivalry. In 2019, the Supreme Court rejected de Havilland's petition to review the dismissal of her lawsuit against FX for its series Feud, Bette and Joan. De Havilland sued the network, stating that Feud's showrunners used her name and image without permission or compensation. Catherine Zeta-Jones played de Havilland in the series that depicted the battle between actresses Bette Davis and Joan Crawford.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.